Hello, sex fans. Welcome back. Today is Wednesday, May 21st, 2014, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge. And I'm your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. Thanks for indulging me some time away from podcasting over the last couple of weeks. The break was absolutely necessary for me to catch up with some very important stuff. But now that I'm back, I'm raring to go. Today, we're all about the erotic mind. And as you know, this is the show where we chat with ingenious erotic artists of every stripe from all over the freaking world. And all of those conversations center around one simple premise: trying to uncover something of the creative process involved in this specialized art form. Today, my guest is the internationally acclaimed photographer Scott Church. He is an extraordinary artist and quite a philosopher too, and his wisdom and sensitivity shine through his brilliant work. I look forward to a thought-provoking and entertaining chat. And as a bonus, Scott has generously compiled a tantalizing slideshow of some of his outstanding photography. It accompanies today's podcast posting on my site, drdicksexadvice.com. Scott invites you to visit him on his website, scottchurch.net. And you can find him on Model Mayhem, Tumblr, Facebook, and Twitter, too. For your convenience, I've included a bunch of these links in today's podcast posting. But before we get to all of that, a word from our sponsor. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. You know, even though I get tons of email from folks looking for my advice, I can only respond to a limited number of inquiries at any given time. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about everyone who writes in. I do. That's why I've set up the How-To Video Library. You'll find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the Video Library tab in the header. The Video Library is the go-to place for all of you who have sexual performance questions. You'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and oh-so-informative videos right from the comfort of your own home. And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library, educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself, comes back to us as support for these marvelous shows. So knock yourself out. Okay, on with the show. Welcome to DrDickSexAdvice.com, Scott, and thank you for joining us. I'm so stoked that we could make this time to be together. I'm ready to plumb the depths of your amazing erotic mind, if you are.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and I'm ready to plumb with you. We shall see.
All right. So now that you're here, would you like to say hello to all the really nice people?
Well, hello everyone, and I hope that this is as enjoyable for you as I hope it is for me. Interviews are always something I tend to shy away from, but you know, I'm more than happy to see where this goes.
Good, and that's all we ask. So I want to just begin by saying how much I really, really like your website, scottchurch.net. It's really interesting, and there are, of course, stunning nudes shot in the most delectable way, but there is so much more. There is a wholesomeness and a completeness to your depictions of your nude and near-nude models, which sets your work apart from many of the other photographers that I see online. Is that your intention, and if so, how do you do that?
Well, I don't know. I don't necessarily know if it was exactly an intention, more than just my immediate perception of what I do. I like to think of my work as being very natural and realistic. Uh-huh. As far as there are certain things that are depicted more fantasy than reality. But uh-huh. I've always thought that sexuality and nudity, and it's a very normal part of life.
Great.
And a lot of my work, I try to keep in that sort of genre, and that sort of medium is just all very, very real and very, you know, natural.
Oh, good. I think that's the ideal thing, it seems to me, when you're shooting. And I've got lots of questions along those lines to follow up on as we proceed here. But I wanted to say that I thought your images were not only eye candy, but mind candy.
I've always thought that a good story in a photograph is the end result.
Yeah.
I don't try to tell the whole story. I try to leave the interpretation of what I'm trying to say open up to each individual viewer, and everybody has their own everybody has their own backstories. I don't fill in all of the details.
Right. You know, a lot of photographers segregate their non-erotic work from their erotic work, and some even use a nom de smut when creating their erotic work. You don't. I like that. I like that you integrate your beautiful depictions of children, wedding photos, as well as your erotic imagery all on one site. I want to thank you for that.
Well, I think that a lot of times people try to run two or three different businesses.
Yes.
That really makes things very complicated. I became known for my erotic portraits. I became known for my nude images, and the people that hire me to photograph their families, the people that hire me to shoot their weddings, you know, what rare things that is these days. but they hire me with the knowledge of everything else that I do.
Right.
And in a lot of cases, it's because of that.
Right.
It's a very rare wedding that I shoot where I haven't already seen the bride naked.
I think that if you
start trying to segregate those sort of things, you're opening yourself up to negative discovery. And
well, yes,
I've always thought it's better just to have everything right out in the open.
Right.
This is who I am.
Right.
This is what I do.
Right.
That way, when somebody says, you know, well, do you know what kind of pictures he does? The automatic response is, well, of course.
Yeah.
That's what he's known for.
Yeah. You know, it's curious, though, but there's this also this other thing, and that is that because of the integration, you know, it's what you said earlier in our conversation about, you know, nudity and, you know, sexuality, sensuality is really a part of life.
Well,
and, you know, and because of the integration, you know, it looks like it all fits together perfectly. And
obviously,
you know,
obviously there are things that do remain separate. I mean, a good part of what I do isn't appropriate for children.
Right.
And
I understand.
The children that I photograph are as long as their parents are responsible about it,
right,
you know, are never exposed to that sort of thing. And that, of course, is appropriate. My you know, erotic and nude work never involves children in any way, shape, or form.
Right.
But you know what? That's how babies are made. So,
wait a minute. What are you saying?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to pull the curtain back on the wizard. But you know, usually people do certain things to make babies that the other part of my work focuses on too. And you know, let's be grown-ups with the discussion. It's all of these things do come together. The sensuality, the erotic nature, the weddings, the children, it's, you know, the whole family aspect of who we all are as people really can't be denied, and I don't think it should necessarily be separated.
Right. Good. I totally agree. And all of your images, regardless of their nature, depict a slice of life, just as you said. So why not group them all together? I mean, to do otherwise would suggest that some images or slices of life are wholesome and others are not.
It would also suggest that, you know, you're ashamed of this aspect of your work compared to this other aspect of your work. And that alone, again, sets you up for negative discovery. And I don't work that way.
Right.
This is who I am.
Right.
This is what I do.
Right.
And it's all, to me, the same thing. I photograph people.
Right, exactly. Exactly, exactly, exactly. I think that it, that is what sets you apart, it seems to me. That is your philosophy, as I've read about you elsewhere, and we're going to talk more about that in a minute. But I just want to say that I am not naive. I know that some folks are freaked out by sexually oriented material. Has anyone ever said to you, you know, I was going to ask you to shoot our wedding or take pictures of our kids, but then I saw your smutty pictures and I decided, forget that.
No.
Good.
And that doesn't mean that there hasn't been work that I have lost.
Right.
Because of what I am known for and what I do. But usually those people don't even bother contacting me in the first place. So it's because everything is integrated so well and everything is presented equally, if someone doesn't like what I actually do and doesn't want me to do a certain job for them because of that, I pretty much never hear it. And my schedule is a little overwhelmingly booked full, so I'm really not missing that work anyway. That's
right.
Fine. If you don't, you know, if
right.
you're, no one is ever required to hire me for something.
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Right. So I was intrigued by something that you wrote about yourself on your site. You said, what we create together doesn't necessarily have to be sexy, racy, or even the least bit suggestive. I am just as happy to dive right into the silly and outright playful and cute. I am a portrait photographer first, and I try my best to create art with every subject presented to me. So silly and playful and cute might be really sexy too. Right.
Of course it is. And there's so much about there is so much about human sexuality that, for lack of a better word, is just silly.
It
really is in the most basic levels. And I'm not even talking about, you know, fetishes and things like that.
Right.
Just odd, you know.
Right.
Odd human behavior, and sometimes that little wink or that flip of the hair or you know, clumsily, you know, taking off of a shoe can be the sexiest thing
right.
about someone, and
right.
and it doesn't necessarily have to be overtly sexual with an exclamation
right.
point.
Right.
Sometimes things just strike you the right way, and sometimes those things are just silly.
Right. You know, I do a lot of work with couples in my private practice, and people who are having problems with their sexuality, and I certainly respond to lots of questions on drdicksexadvice.com, and one of the things that I realize is that when people are having problems with their with sexuality, it's because they're working at it and not playing at it. And
that's,
you know,
good.
And people are so serious about their sexual expression, and you know, it loses all the joy. And you know, when that happens, I ask them to stop doing that and try to play like children.
Yeah.
Play where they get so consumed and involved in, you know, their play, and they lose themselves in it. I said, if we could capture that sort of thing, we would be much happier and healthier sexual people.
So much about human sexuality is stigmatized.
Oh, yes.
With the fact that it has to be this way or that way, and look, we are living in the porn generation where
where
true. You know, we all believe that we have to fuck like porn stars.
Yes.
and even all of the porn stars that I know will be the first to tell you that's not fun and it doesn't feel good. It just is made to look that way.
That's right.
The play and the comfort aspect of our sexuality is, I think, paramount to building a good and solid quality relationship. And I like to think that my work goes more towards that place than the over stylized, over dramatized,
oh, absolutely,
overhyped porn end of what I do. I think my work is trying to show what's really beautiful about the people that I photograph without the over glamorization,
right,
that, you know, is so prevalent in so many other people's work.
Right. You know, on your page labeled kids, you have this absolutely stunning photo of a man holding his infant child in his arms while staring lovingly into that child's face. Mm-hmm. It was so touching and so eloquent, yet it brims with sensuality. And that, I said to myself after seeing that photo, boy, it's clear that sensuality and the erotic are two very different things.
Two completely different things. And look, a parent's love for their child is what sustains us as a race and as a when you can look into your child's eyes, there is nothing more than that you should see but that love, that power,
right,
and
right,
it's
right,
like
right.
That when I look at my son every day, he is the most beautiful thing in my life, and being able to show that in a photograph, that's a gift.
Right.
That's a gift that
I'll
that
say.
Can never be you can never put a price on it.
Right. I was also captivated by another one of your stunning images, and it's a black and white photo of a senior woman holding one of her hands to her face. She is discreetly nude and has this beautiful, knowing, and self-satisfied look on her face. Despite her obvious age, and she makes no effort to hide or disguise her creping skin and arthritic fingers, she exudes a self-confidence that is absolutely breathtaking. I wanted to thank you for that.
The key word to your description was self-confidence.
Right.
And that the portrait that you speak of bleeds with,
yes,
with
self-confidence. Absolutely. It really does.
And I love, I've worked with quite a few older people doing portraits just like that. And the people that come to me and really love themselves and don't want to try to hide, you know, I don't want to call it flaws, but the things that distinctly make them.
Yes.
Those are the things that I think are most attractive about people. I have told people many times that I love scars and I love,
yes,
I love things that inconsistencies in people that make them truly them. And all of that, you know, the maturity and the age, you know, that's a badge of honor.
Oh, right.
And to be able to celebrate it in that way, like we did with that portrait, that's a big deal.
And besides the fact
be able to show it off,
right? And besides the fact that you know, it flies in the face of what the culture tells us, the predominant culture tells us what is beautiful and what is attractive and what is desirable. I mean, that image is as erotically charged as any of the much younger women you have photographed, at least in my estimation.
Of course it is, and she loves it for that reason.
Right. So.
And you know what? Just because society and culture says that something is some way doesn't mean that they're right.
Right. That's so true.
And it isn't completely representative of people as a whole. And when you're trying to actually photograph a person, it should be about what they think of themselves and what I see,
right,
in them as beautiful.
And that leads me to my next question. So let me ask you, when you shoot a portrait like this one of this senior woman, are you just chronicling what you see there, or are you editorializing? Maybe it's both.
A little bit of both. And
all
it's,
right,
that's a yes and no answer. It depends on the person. and it depends on their own comfort level.
Right.
That particular image was as much for her as it was for everyone else. There
right.
are certain shots that I do that I want everyone to see.
Right.
Because this says it's okay.
Yes.
To get old. It's okay to be a grown up. It's okay to not have the perfect Barbie doll skin that the media and television says that you're supposed to have. You're still beautiful. You're still exceptional. And damn it, here it is, right in front of your face.
Right.
And sometimes I'll want to do something and I'll see something that I'll have to try to explain to my clients, you know, to step past their comfort levels.
Right.
And I have to show them. And 9 times out of 10, when they actually see where my head is at in the image, they're right there with me. Sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah.
But in this particular case with this particular client, she was overwhelmed.
Right.
And was thrilled with the image.
Must be gratifying.
It truly is.
To you both. Holy cow. When you can make art like that in a second. I mean,
it's Christmas every day.
Yeah.
It really is. I love what I do. I've never wanted to be anything else, and that sort of feeling, it's overwhelming.
Right. So I was visiting your Model Mayhem page, and it features an array of really glowing reviews. One reads, "The best asset a photographer can possess is the eye for the shot. Scott has that in spades. Shot after shot, he finds something worthy of a photo wherever he looks. Be it a city, a forest, a beach, or a room, he'll put a model or several models in front of it and make art, with a capital A-R-T. The sheer scope and quantity is so outstanding. Simple or erotic nude shots of women or men, a tender shot of a baby, an object, an angle, an odd locale, all is fodder for his agile sense of the shot. I have seen good professional artists with cameras for years, but a select few with Scott's unique talent. He ranks among the greats. O'Keefe, Adams, Arbus, Mapplethorpe, etc. One might not like the content of his work, but in my humble opinion, I'm thankful he once picked up the camera. He impresses the daylights out of me. Appreciate this man's work, please. They're sure enough to look at." That's got to be amazingly stoking to be linked with the likes of O'Keefe, Adams, Arbus, and Mapplethorpe, right?
The word is overwhelming and undeserved. Let's put it that way. I still appreciated the review, but a good important part my favorite part from that particular review was talking about the eye,
right.
and being able to see things photographically, I think is the most important part of being a good photographer. I teach photography to a lot of different, I teach workshops and I teach photography to a lot of different, you know, kinds of people, and I can teach I can teach anyone to use a camera.
Right.
I can teach anyone
the technical
how the camera
aspects.
Works and all of the technical stuff, everything that goes into it. I can make them incredibly proficient in a short amount of time. What I can never teach them is I can never teach them to see.
Right.
And it's not just a composition thing. It's not just a, you know, this rule and that rule and place this here and place that there and pose this and do that. There's something much further evolved to being able to actually see an image while you're shooting it. And that it's one of those things that you either have or you don't, right. and you can see it when someone has it, and I like to think that I have it. Let's put it that way.
I'm going to say that you do.
Thank
and
you.
And it's my fucking show, so I get to say it.
Oh, goddamn right then.
On that page, someone else said, Scott Church is a world-renowned, internationally published, award-winning, fine art erotic portrait photographer. His work has been featured in dozens of media outlets and publications, including Playboy Magazine, Playboy.com, VH1, XXL Magazine, Latin Trends Magazine, The Science Channels, Odd Folks Home, Maxim.com, Skin 2, Gothic Beauty, Secret Magazine, Leg Show, Men's Health, Temptress Magazine, Retro Lovely, and Fine Art Photo Magazine, along with many others. He has photographed everything from iconic porn stars to hip-hop legends to Super Bowl champions. I'm going to guess that the people... that for you, people are people, and since you take such extraordinary care with all the people that you shoot, it doesn't really make a difference that you are shooting a porn star, a Super Bowl champion, a bride or groom, or a newborn baby. Am I right?
Well, you know, being a portrait photographer, I have always placed my clients at the top of the list, no matter who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm happy to work with anyone that wants to work with me, everyone deserves and is treated with the same amount of respect and care
right.
and love. And I want everyone to leave happy. Now let's be realistic. Some paydays are better than others,
yes.
and some things do get a lot more attention than others get, but I like to believe that I put the same amount of work and the same amount of care and the same amount of dedication into everyone that chooses to work with me.
Right.
And you know, the celebrities and stuff like that, you know, that's always fun and it's great exposure and it helps to build the brand name, but it builds the brand name to make the housewives know who I am, to want them to come to have their pictures taken with me too.
Right. So, you know, for some people, the notions of sensual and mundane are mutually exclusive. I think you think otherwise. Am I correct in my thinking? And if so, how do you put these two things together so successfully?
Well, I mean, some people think that creamy and chunky peanut butter are exactly the same thing too. But they're wrong. I mean, they're life is made up of tiny little slivers of moments, and you have to be able to pick the special ones out of it and really treasure those things. And if something, you know, is mundane to you, maybe you're just not seeing it the same way that I see it, and I'm finding the truly memorable moment in it.
Right. So just a little while ago, you said something about how erotic it could be for somebody to take off a shoe. Now, there's nothing more mundane, it seems to me, than taking off a shoe. But if, you know, somebody is doing it in a context, or you're capturing it in such a fashion, or if there's a sense of humor in it, that could be really erotically charged, as you said.
There are people that will find beauty and find lust and find a sexual charge out of things that most of us completely take for granted.
Right.
Since you started on the topic of shoes, I mean the foot fetish community is,
oh my God,
massive.
Yes.
And you will never find a more dedicated group of fans than when you ingratiate yourself to that
That's
community,
right.
and for good reason. I mean, people look at the amount of attention and money that is put into, you know, women's footwear,
mm-hmm.
and tell me that putting on and taking off shoes isn't something that
right.
that many, many people find erotic. I mean, that's it's ridiculous to think otherwise.
Right.
And
you know, it's
able to capture that.
Right.
That's a skill.
Right. And the funny thing is that, you know, we fetishized, you know, breasts to the, you know, to almost to the boring part. You know,
of course.
And there's so much more to the human body that can, you know, I mean, the crook of a neck and, you know, the, you know, an arm and all these kinds of things can be really beautiful and erotic and sensually charged. And yet so many people just sink to the lowest common denominator and, you know, show us your tits, you know, and it's
well,
just
you know
so
what?
Desperate.
Hey, hold on now. I am the last person to say that breasts are the lowest common denominator by any means, but there are also a whole bunch of other body parts that I have found a lot of joy in being able to capture and appreciate. I mean, there's so much about people that is just electrically charged, that when you see it in just the right way, in just the right light, you forget what you're looking at and you just feel the energy, the pulse, and those dimples above the butt and the base of the spine and the curve of the back and the shoulder blades to the neck,
right.
The hair,
right,
falls
right.
The chin to the ears to the, it's all electrical,
right.
It's all chemical, it's all erotic when you see it the right way, and when you have And when you are seeing things with love, every part can be that powerful.
Right. And with that, sir, I have to tell you that our time is up for today. I'm just getting to the nub of you, as you can probably guess. any chance I could seduce you into coming back next week and telling us more?
Well, I feel like we just got started, so I don't think that I don't think that I can possibly say no. And I'm enjoying this quite a bit, so I'd be happy to come back again next week.
Yay! So, but before you leave today, would you give us your website address? Walk us around, tell us where we can buy your work, and be sure to mention your blog, because that is phenomenal.
Okay, well, the easiest way to get started on things is to go to my proper website, which is scottchurch.net. From there, you can find links to just about everything else, but most importantly, you can find the link to my daily blog. And I mentioned the daily blog, emphasizing it because it is literally my day-to-day work, and it goes back all the way to 2004. Pretty much every day,
I'll
put something new there. And the direct link for that is scottchurch.livejournal.com, and to go directly to my blog. And again, there's a whole list of links on the blog also to take you to other places. I honestly update 15 different websites a day.
Yikes.
You know, with new stuff. Well, you know, it's all social media.
Absolutely.
Before you put your work out there, obviously you can find me on Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram and
Model Mayhem.
A whole bunch of places.
Right.
Model Mayhem, right. Good, just Google Scott Church. And I it's pretty easy.
Good. And for our listeners' convenience, I'll have a bunch of these links in today's podcast posting. So until we meet again next week, we will be visiting you in cyberspace. Thanks,
Scott. Wonderful. Thank you, Richard. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Great show. Huh. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this same time for part two of my conversation with Scott Church and more sex advice with an edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How To Video Library. Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home. With just a little prompting from you, they're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business. Check it out! You'll find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of DrDickSexAdvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video on Demand. There is no membership fee. This is a pay-per-minute sort of deal. So your pay-per-view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty gall darn sweet, huh? And remember, a portion of the money you spend at Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library educating, enriching, and entertaining yourself comes back to us as support for these marvelous shows. So knock yourself out. Until next time, remember, sex is good, and good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.